Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rechikin es Eilen, you have to distance a tree min habar from your neighbor's pit. Esrim v'chamish amet, 25 amis, and that's to prevent the roots of the tree to do damage to that bar. You see a tree on top of the ground that a lot is doing underneath the ground. And the roots of a full-grown tree can spread up to 25 amis away from the tree. Ubacharuv, if it's a carob tree, uvashikma, or a shikma tree, these trees have even more roots that go further. So therefore, chamishimam, you have to distance planting a charuv or a shikma tree 50 amis from your neighbor's bar. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Bein Milmaila and Bein Minatzad. These halachas, whether it's 25 for a regular tree or 50 for a charuv or shikma tree, that you have to separate it, it makes no difference whether the tree or the pit are not a level ground, if one is higher than the other, Bein Milmaila or Bein Minatzad, whether they're side by side at the same level. Even if the tree is higher, the roots will grow into the pit itself. And if the tree is lower, it'll spread underneath the bar and ruin the bottom of the pit. Now, Zok de Mishnah, Im Habar Kaidemes. Let's say this pit was here before the tree was planted. And the owner of the tree, he didn't learn Mishnayos, he didn't learn Halacha. So he went and planted his tree too close to the bar. The din is, Kaitzeitz, the owner of the tree has to cut it down. But, V'noisin Damim, the neighbor has to pay him for the tree. What? The tree was planted illegally. Why should the neighbor have to pay for the tree? And the answer is, it's true, roots spread and they cause damage to the bar, but it doesn't happen right away. It doesn't happen today and it doesn't happen tomorrow. It takes many years for the Shirashim to inflict damage into the pit of his neighbor. And he did plant this tree in his own Rishos. So Memela, we say, yes, we can force him to take the tree down, but he has to get paid for it. And remember what we learned in Mishnah Zion? There we said that if someone plants a tree too close to the entrance of a city, he has to cut down the tree, and he does not get paid? How come that's different? So the Tanura explains, over there, the hezek, the damage is done to the rabbim. Whenever you're dealing with damage to the rabbim, we're more strict with the person. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Safik Zeh Kodem, Safik Zeh Kodem. We have a tree too close to the bar, but we don't know which one was here first. Did the bar come first and the tree was planted afterwards, or was the tree planted first and the bar was dug afterwards? The din is lo yakaitz. The owner of the tree does not have to cut it down. Rabbi Yossi says, afal bi shehabar kodemes leil, and even if I know for a fact that the bar was dug before the tree was planted, loy yakaitz, the owner of the tree doesn't have to cut down his tree. Shezeh, because this person who digs the pit, chayfer betach shalai, he's digging it in his own property, v'zenateya betach shalai, and this one is planting in his own property. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutter to start with to plant a tree, even though I'm close to the edge of my friend's property. Lamais, it's my property, and the roots really won't do damage for a very long time. Could be many years. So, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that you have to distance a tree from a bar 25 amis, by a charuv and shikma tree 50 amis, because their roots spread further, and it makes no difference whether it's on level ground or one is higher than the other. The roots will do damage regardless. If a bar came first and someone planted a tree too close, although he planted it in his own property, he has to cut it off. However, because l'maisa it is in his own property, and it's going to take many years before the roots cause damage, the Tanakama holds that the owner of the pit would have to pay for the tree. If the tree was first and the bar was dug afterwards, he doesn't have to cut it down at all. If we have a suffix, which one was first, he does not have to cut it down as well. Rabbi Yossi, and the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, says the Batanura is much more lenient than the Tanakama. He says, even if you know for a fact that the bar was there first, doesn't have to cut down his tree, because the reality is he's planting it in his own Rishus, and we're talking about a damage that's not going to take place for many years.